The most famous verse in the Bible, John 3:16, reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Almost all understand this to mean that a sinner has to believe in Christ to be saved. For example, an atheist will not be saved because he doesn't believe. But some preachers want to hedge. Some will ask, "But what about someone, like maybe someone in a third world country, who has never heard the gospel?" The answer is not that those people don't have to believe to be saved. If God requires some to believe, but others are not so required, then God would be showing favoritism. The answer is that God has guaranteed that those who truly look for God will find him. Matthew 7:7 reads, "Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you." 2 Chronicles chapter 5 verse 2 says, "If you seek him, he will be found of you." So nobody is going to be saved in their unbelief. Instead, if they are sincere, they will be given an opportunity to learn about Christ and either accept or reject him and his way. Next, some will ask about the Jews and other religions. Even though they don't believe Jesus is the Son of God, since they are faithful to their religion, won't they be saved? That's the argument that's made. Billy Graham is famous for teaching in crusade after crusade that people needed to come forward and accept Christ in order to be saved. But in an interview with Robert Schuller, Mr. Graham said, and I quote, "Whether they come from the Muslim world or the Buddhist world or the Christian world or the non-believing world, they are members of the body of Christ because they've been called by God. They may not even know the name of Jesus, but if they know in their hearts they need something that they don't have, and they turn to the only light they have, and I think they're saved and they're going with us to heaven." But God clearly says in John 14, verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." And then again in John 8:24, "I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins." Now, since God requires belief in Christ to be saved, and these two passages prove that he does, and no exceptions are made because of ignorance, the same would also be true about repentance and baptism. In Luke 13, verse 3, Jesus said, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." So repentance is also absolutely required. Those who believe in Christ but are not following what he says, they will not be saved. They have not repented. This would include the gay church, the Catholic church, the Calvinistic church, any denomination, any church that is not following the Bible. Remember, John 8:32 says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free." It's only the truth that will make us free from sin, not false religious teaching. Acts 2:38 reads, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." That verse makes both repentance and baptism absolutely essential to salvation. There are no exceptions for those who are never baptized, even for believers, even for those who were sprinkled but not actually immersed, even for those who were only baptized when they were babies. No exceptions. Repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. Lastly, we have to believe and obey the truth in order to be saved. 1 Peter 1:22a reads, "Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth."